would like to know what a black hole is.
Okay. It's an antimattered chasm in which and or that the human creator labels everything that they cannot get to the bottom of.
Mm-hmm. So there are different, what we call black holes, there may be differences between them, but we lump them all into this mystery.
Everything that would have to be checked out of the library of the mystery body fits into the chasm of a black hole. You even get yourself into a black hole with us when you start coming to places that have to be vindicated through your anti-time position that you validate that there's no time by proving, disproving, proving, disproving that there is indeed time, which you created, which validates it, which gets you crossways of you and you. So the only place that works is in the landscape of the black hole.
What works?
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to like that one or not, but...
But that last bit, validate or something, the landscape, that whole process you laid out is what's in the black hole, or interpretation of it.
Yes, and you brought us to this place, and we've tried to be so soft with everything, but enough. Look, call it what it is. Enough. Get on with it.
Yeah.
What you're really asking, so why talk about the weather when you're talking about something else? Just get to it. You're not in the process of engaging non-physical to be told straight. You know what I mean?
Mm.
What is that series that they had, the scared straight? You know, all that kind of foolishness. This isn't shock and awe, but at the same time, enough already. If you care enough about it to ask the question, you must obviously be looking for the answer. And so, here it is, you know, and here it is, and I don't know, maybe it's something that you're edging non-physical toward, because, see, you never want to be like a frontal attack, but at the same time, let's go. You know, it's like, okay, A plus B equals C squared. Mm-hmm. There's the formula, run with it. We're sharp tonight, so nail it. Let's go.
What ideas did Steve Hawking encounter when he was young in his studies to make him come up with the idea of the black hole, if he's the one who came up with it?
He didn't. He was not the author of the black hole. He's not.
Who was the author of it? Do you know? Fred Hoyle?
No. It goes all the way back into the beginning places. It was actually the foundation that was laid out by Sir Isaac Newton.
Call it? What terms did he use? He didn't use antimatter.
Nothingness. There's a movie, The Never Ending Story.
Hmm. Is that an old Hollywood movie?
Well, it's not old, but it's pretty old. 80s.
Okay, what was that about?
It's about this hope dragon and this boy who was had contrast in his life, and he found his experiences through this book that became alive in this fairy tale world, that this nothing was coming. But what is nothing? Well, it's when you don't have any dreams, you don't have any thoughts, you don't have any desires. It's this nothing place. And you had to save the mythical land of what they described as Fantasia. There's several of them. There's like 1, 2, and 3, and the story goes on. And this little kid, he has bullies that are beating him up, and he has no power, and he's not a creator, and he's the one always kicked in the head. But then he's the master of the savior of Fantasia.
Disney's Fantasia?
No. Well, no, it might be Disney. Leaves a real view then.
Right.
I mean, even Witch Mountain was Disney, so yeah, it might be. Labels don't mean authorship.
So the idea of something coming out of nothing is what Newton wrestled with?
Mm-hmm. He always constantly bothered was by, well, the force, gravity, was nothing.
Right.
But it was.
Mm.
And the empirical evidence was the damned old fruit that wouldn't it wouldn't hang on the tree. It wouldn't go up. It would fall down. And that was nothing. Didn't feel it. That's when the apple hit you in the head. But there was a force, an unexplainable, all-encompassing, worked always, seemingly the same, with so many foot-pounds of pressure per square inch. That had to be explained. That was nothingness, which now they call the theory of relativity and then gravity. E equals mc squared, which is a false premise, but it's a good one. As far as false premises go, it's a great one. But it limits, you see. It limits. And anytime it limits, the only conclusion that you end up with at the end of the day is a black hole. It's that place you take us to sometimes, Bob, when we're embracing something or working with something or trying to get to a place and we're close but we're not quite there, then what do? We can let us do it for you if you don't mind. Well, it doesn't really matter. You can't answer any questions and everything's already answered. You've already figured it all out and you can't get there from here, so there are no questions, there are no answers, and so if intercourse is what you're trying to accomplish, then fasten your seatbelts because you're probably already screwed. The kids used other vernacular, but we didn't want to get Connie too roused up so early in the night or the morning.
Yeah. You're saying that the feeling, thought, mood, a philosopher or thinker,
emotion
that a philosopher gets into in a bit of a rabbit hole, the very thing you just said, he reduced me to a black hole.
No. At the end of the day, that would fit into the qualifiable definition of this antimatter nether region that you're boldly going where no man has ever been to before.
Me in particular?
Well, you're the only one that we're engaging, so. Yes.
Okay, so Newton develops gravity.
Newton has a question regarding why the fruit won't fall up out of the tree. And that turns into gravity. See, that's the issues. All that was contrast that became verifiable. And so then the force of what you call gravity, which relative theory of relativity, then becomes a constant. It's like the only thing that's constant is change.
Mm-hmm.
That's an anomaly. That the answer to that would certainly fit into the black hole scenario, that nothing can exist in a vacuum. Well, wait. A vacuum exists in a vacuum. And this is so much fun, Bob, because this has never, ever, 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 ever been said before. First time ever on your planet. Nothing can exist in a vacuum. Well, a vacuum exists in a vacuum. So is a vacuum nothing? And now Stephen Hawking, in his place of disconnection, he got so heavenly bound that his physical body started responding in what you call a handicapped or a less than experience as far as his physicalness. But that's what's caused by him, the creator. He had to figure out how to open his mind. Well, the only way that it became his incarnate business to open his mind was to shut down his bodily functions. His words no one were listening to. His words were nobody would buy. His words nobody synced up with. His words were the things that no one could hear. He was speaking them clearly. And Cambridge was paying the checks, and they were pretty good, so, you know, it was okay. It was a little out of the top, but...
A little what?
Off the top.
I mean, not over the top. It was off the top. What's off the top? The money?
No, off the top of this is a professor of silliness. And it's so silly that he started a following. And it was such a following that it made a path to the black hole. So then he had to figure out how to make human being which was so engaged in its process of hearing would not have to listen to the monochromatic flow of all no syntactic environment of words as they are, and do this at 2,000 words a minute that can only come out like this because you have to listen to every single basic structure of the word that allows you to not be able to understand because you do not understand anyway, and then you are still in the place you were in, but because of my physical lessonness, you can then engage and find every single meaning to every single anomaly which you have created from within the spectrum of your mind control that you allow to make this little box speak over and over and over to fill out the blank that you cannot understand.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. That was good. It's interesting. It's, to me, the chopping up of visual literacy.
Is that?
Yeah. It's the mechanized.
So if you can hear those words, would you like us to continue in the same format of communication?
No.
But Connie, it's typable, honey. What do you think?
That's true. Doesn't matter. No.
Well, here's what I think. You drop the rhythm.
And without the rhythm, here's what you get. The monotone. We don't have so much problem with the monotone. People sit listening to bird for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And by the time they stop him to ask him which day he is referring to, he's on to another light-year conversation. We're not pushing against. We're just saying he had to screw it up so he could figure it out, so he could be the answer of his own question, of his own place of wonderment. And that's okay. Winston Churchill started war so he could be the savior that solved them. You see, Adolf Hitler had troubles and issues. Adolf Hitler got himself crossways of his own place of knowingness, so much so that he destroyed the world so he could save the world so he could have something nice to take over. It's okay. And now, Connie, you're right. That's exactly right, my dear. She would come in and say, well, that's just arguing for your limitations. Yes, it absolutely is arguing for your limitations. But if you know everything, which you do, and you've experienced everything, which you have, and you can't remember the experiences that you have already in sojourned through, then the absence of that recall is what you use to base your future experiences from the lack of your understanding of your past desires. There it is.
The way you did Stephen Hawking is the clock face. It's the visually time nonsense. It misses the rhythm of timing that comes in with the not talking like that.
With communication.
Yeah, with actual
communication. Yes.
With interactiveness.
But that's the whole trick, you see. If you're so smart that you can figure out how to make the little box talk what's in the regions of your mind, why can't you figure out the little box to make it have a normal conversation? Because he had normal conversation before, and nobody listened to him. So he put it in such a format, like Eckhart Tolle, that nobody in their right mind could sit through long enough to hear what the marvelous creator had to say. I mean, there should be no sleep drugs on the planet. Just put on an Eckhart Tolle. If you can listen to that and not fall stone cold dead asleep, you're pretty much already checked out anyway. And the words are beautiful, the words are perfect, but have you ever listened to much of that?
No, I haven't. I heard it about a minute.
Yeah, about a minute. Yeah, that's about it. Then you're like, get the gun, get the cartridges, get the bullets. I can't take it anymore. My less than this is better than this, more than this.
Okay, so who looked at
that more than this? That was fun.
Yeah. Now, so Newton starts it.
Well, Nostradamus started it.
I'm talking about the something out of nothing, black hole, the Nostradamus.
Well, that was Yoda the Quatrains. That was very thoroughly established. The whole balance of the Catholic Church and all of Catholicism. mysticism was that place, the things they couldn't explain, the forces of nature that applied through the Christian faith. It had to be laid out in such a way that you had to take all the nutrition out of it so you could have enough of it, so you wouldn't founder on a rich fuel mix, a sweet fuel mix, because when you get running powerful, it'll overload your engines. So you got to strip out all the goody, so then we can build a meme, so then we can show the meme, so then we can explain the meme, so then you can bow down to our church-built gods that are somewhere out there, not here, somewhere out there, that we can bow to and you can give your resources for. So, no, gosh, Bob, where are you taking us?
Okay, I can get back to it.
But we're fixing to rip the whole thing wide open, and we don't even know why.
Okay, that's good. I read that the Christian believes that something comes out of nothing. So that is the beginning of what you just said, the Christian.
So does the Big Bang, however.
Come out of nothing.
Once there was nothing, and then there was. Well, we're going, good luck with that one. Good luck with that one. How are you going to start from nothing and then have all? Does all come from nothing? Well, then if all comes from nothing, then it's the natural levitation, gravitational pull would bring everything back to nothingness. You would have to go back in full Monty circle back to nothingness. And what we're here to tell you, just by the way, just so everybody knows, that's not how it's going. That is not how it is going. Quite a rumbling, because you're finally getting down to the only thing that ever really mattered anyway. You're finally getting to the place that's the only thing that ever mattered anyway. Who am I? Where am I? What's this all about? Who caused me to come forth to have all this contrasting desire? Who let me know what bliss was, that the bliss that I am forfeiting my very happiness regarding, so that I can have the contrast to bring myself that I am a creator, that I am powerful in my place of knowing, being, creating, having, experiencing, smelling, tasting. Y'all smell things that you don't want to smell, and yet you certainly could. It's the right party that seems to be the way to play.
Am I picking up on the rumbling of the earthquakes? That's what
you are.
That my little headache is today?
Well, that's your concussion.
That's a concussion, okay.
But see, so you caused that experience in your reality, perfect words, you caused that experience in your reality. Now, you think you got that from a wave. Well, yeah, it was a wave, but it wasn't in the ocean. Yes, you had a little wipeout, but it didn't cause that.
You got it didn't your, cause what?
The little place on your head.
It didn't cause... Oh, that...
No, it did not. And we were waiting.
Very good.
We were talking a bit, but...
I've got a riff wound.
You remember, but not the way you think it is.
My memory's not correct.
And that's right, because you don't want it to be correct, because then you'd come into your place of knowing.
I'm avoiding the place of knowing.
Would you please tell JW to stop pacing frantically around with an empty glass?
JW, stop pacing around with empty glass.
On in circles and circles and circles and circles with this great big empty glass.
Because he's excited about what we're getting. We're going in.
He is.
We brought him to a new place. But
yes, and it's so delightful because, see, you're not asking about the foolish stuff anymore. Wonderful, because now it's actually something worth talking about.
Carol thinks this is stupid. Carol thinks this is foolish stuff. Do you think, is that what you're saying, Carol?
No. Bob's getting slapped.
No, I'm not. So what happened was, the wave comes along, I went to another world, in that instant, hit something, banged my head over there, and came back and thought I'd hit the sand.
No,
okay. Tell me what actually happened. I would say the bump happened after, 2 days later.
Yes.
I noticed
that's your place of feeling. That's your feeling place. So that's okay. And when we said no, now we can't do that to just you want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I think, and I don't really know what I think, so I'm not in charge of what I think. But I think. Well, then you think you know, and then you come back to knowing. But it always resonates with you back to the place of, wow, that's great. And you file it away, and it's great. Because then the next time you crack your head open, you go, no, wait a second, I want to remember this. And if this is inside or outside of this world, but you see, we're having a way different conversation than we used to have. It used to be, well, wait a minute, this world is all there is. And I got to make it here. And if I can't make it here, I can't make it anywhere. That's your last resort. And that's true, and that's right, and kudos to you, marvelous creator. However, that can't be used to validate or vindicate why there aren't parallel experiences, because there are, and you've bumped into those.
So I bump my head, and then the next night, or the night after, I wake up the next day, and I notice, this is different from the bump. So I bumped, and then I did something over in the other world, and I used the excuse that it was a bump from the ocean, so I wouldn't notice I actually had a burn like other people I know I had.
Well, yes, it wasn't exactly like a burn. What actually happened is there was this fence line, and you're trying to go over the fence, and you raise your head up going over it, and you turned around and bumped yourself in the head. And your statement to JW was, when you were doing it, did you ask him? You knew something was going on, and he wouldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. So we will. We don't mind. You said, boy, that's smart. Look, Carolyn, did I bust my head open? No, Bob, you didn't bust your head open. Well, it sure feels like I did. And then you laughed. You just started falling off laughing. And then, of course, Carolyn thought you had sort of really tangled yourself up at this point. She doesn't, like, react with abject concern, but with the way you blew it off, you don't blow stuff off. You were ready for surgery, you know, to stop the hematoma from hemorrhaging out your very life force out of your brain.
Yeah.
You know, that is the subdural hematoma ever going to patch itself, or should we consult professional help immediately? So she actually got it concerned when you just really let it go. It's like, oh, it's nothing, and it's really nothing. She's like, what? Whoa, what? You mean there's not a splinter there? No, there's no, you didn't want her to look. Then it became a place, she said, well, that's going to be fun. I'm sure going to remember that one. Those were your words, and she said, well, I guess you sure will. And then you stroll out of bed this morning, yesterday.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. You get it. There's that day business that kind of gets them screwed up, but that's okay. You come along with it and go, oh, no, the wave sort of whacked me and cracked me in the sand. Well, if you'd hit yourself in sand hard enough to make that mark, it would have broken your neck.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite that way. Now, that certainly can be your experience if you like. We can order the full body cast now and they can start getting it prepped for you if that's your direction.
No.
But you don't require that. See, you don't require that to get yourself back to your place of experiencing knowing. But you also don't know what you're going to do tomorrow either. But then you turn back and look, and you're not really sure what you did today.
I was saying that to Carolyn. I've been around for a long time. What the heck did I do? I guess I did a lot of riff riding the last 80 years.
Right. 1922 was a very good year.
Yeah, it was. A lot happened that year. Tutankhamun, James Joyce, Ulysses, Eliot's Wasteland, and fascism started, Mussolini, and there's other stuff. I mean, you can just look at many history.
And your various degrees of genius had to be thoroughly established, we're sure, by then.
You mean in the culture?
No, we mean like the sub and the...
Oh, yeah.
The lesser less than genius, and then the most less than genius, and then the... Then you just have the whole ungenius. We got the ungenius. That's a great place. They even might make a church out of that. It's so great. All those of the ungenius. What a mighty sub-genius God we serve. Wow, that's great. But that's all that is. See, that's contrast pushing against to force it into its deity. And that's great. The concept that CERN is working through, and we will go through the empiricals because now we've said it, so the cat's out of the sack.
Yeah.
So caveat emptor, everybody, you know. know, it may send Bob into the little twirl, and we'll just have to go with it. But it's done now, so hey, I guess you found the time to go through this side of the tulip patch.
Go ahead, sir.
We forgot.
Sorry,
see, we set that right up. We just knew that'd take that. You're talking no dead time on the air. All you got to do is ask Bob a question like that, and then you're on your own for a bit. So let's get back to there. All right, let's get down to it. CERN is trying to use a vessel, a practical application, an anomaly, to create, to force matter and antimatter in the same place. And when you force antimatter and matter in the same place, it becomes quite an explosive experience. Because that can't be. Wait now, what? You create something that can't be where something else is. And when you do that, it blows up. What? Antimatter is like unair and air. Well, wait, if you take unair and you take air and you put it together, wait, you can't do that, wait. So now they decide they divide this super collider to send these mass spectrometer waves in this great big dog track underground, and they send it one way and they send it the other way, and it's going at what they call the speed of light. They don't know how fast it is. That's why they have to watch it. Otherwise, you just know if you knew how fast the speed of light was, you wouldn't have to wonder what the velocity was, would you?
No.
But they have to watch that very closely so they can get the Kodak to snap pictures of what's actually taking place. Because they don't know. Well, but they knew enough to create the monogram that they used to recognize it by. So wait a second. What?
Can I help you? When you said forcing matter and antimatter in the same place, that sounds like the two worlds forcing Dr. Bell's parallel world into our world.
Yes, it is.
The two stars.
And so is that the same, what they're doing there?
That's the explosion when you try to merge the two worlds.
Uh-huh.
When you take two snow globes and you smash them, they both don't break.
And that's
try
a fact.
It.
That's a fact. The universe.
Try it.
And
try
the,
it.
And the Hadron CERN guys don't. They might think it's possible, but they're hoping it's not. And that's why everybody thought last September 8th, 2008, that the world might blow up. You know what I mean? That,
well, then they say that for December 21st of 2010. At 9:58 Eastern. Oh wait, GMT. Wait, no, that's no. Damn, I guess the world will die slowly or go hour by hour. Pandemic of the time that you establish it. Now, will that be daylight savings time or not? You may get an extra hour at the end of Doomsday, because you'll be embraced in daylight savings time. So, hey, won't that be cool?
Yeah, we'll be the last to go.
Right, and you got an extra hour, so hey.
We're going to watch all the other stuff on the news.
So it's not going to happen.
Well, of course it's not going to happen, but if you listen to what they've established, there's something going to happen then.
Yeah, they're going to make it. How about a new moon? We get this incredible orangey new moon right in our navy blue sky.
And a big atomic bomb mushroom cloud underneath it.
Not a new moon, because if it was a new moon, you wouldn't see it. It's a first quarter.
Moon goddess here.
We were shocked a bit, because we're kind of like going, honey, if the new moon is glowing orange, you better go ahead and wait and look for the emergency exit.
Okay, so CERN set this up, and you're saying that it's a rich self-fulfilling situation, because they knew enough to set up the model, even though they don't know what they're looking for.
And they wouldn't know it if they found it. But they knew enough how to fix it so they could. But wait a minute, what? It starts to sound like Stephen Hawking, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody listens to me, they will. And you don't want to do that anymore, but sorry. But nobody will listen to me, so I'll make it a position where it'll be very painfully uncomfortable for you to listen to me. And then you will forfeit your very life experience in order to be able to listen to me. There you go. You didn't like those words, okay? You're probably not going to like these either. Here we go. Next.
So I was just trying to stubs of lineage there. It was good we jumped up to CERN, but you had
Newton with your black hole business.
I was concerned about Sir Isaac Newton. That's what I meant. There was a hit on that one, or you thought I didn't get it.
No, we did.
Who would be the next scientist? Is it Einstein who wrestles with the black hole, Christian, something and a nothing idea? Is there one before Einstein, after Newton?
Yes. Who is your Murdoch person that you get all creamy about?
James Clerk Maxwell.
There you go.
That's who you're talking about.
That was the next big push of trying to make sense out of the senseless. But you make it senseless to make it make sense.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Right. So the senseless that we try to make sense out of, that we can't make sense out of, that's senseless. And when we do that, they'll give you a Pulitzer Prize. Connie, I can't even get him to bike tonight. He's just letting it roll. He'd have already gotten out his two-edged sword and started slinging by now.
Yeah.
He's just taking it. Sports fans, all those out in the ESP world, this is an anomaly. Normally, Bob would have blown by now. So, hey, we keep poking him, and he won't play. So, it's okay.
That astral concussion has some good side effects.
Apparently. That and now Fringe, Walter from Fringe, and say, and it's okay, there's some great psychotropics that can help you with that too, Bob. It's okay.
Right. Okay, so what did Clerk Maxwell wrestle with? Did he move it forward? Did he was more nonsense. He provided more nonsense.
He just was trying to get an objective. In the same way with people who come into their power, they typically focus their power, their energy, their resources, when they get something under them that they can use to trick them into being a powerful creator, in trying to solve, address the next chasm of the light that becomes the next plastic box that makes you the richest person in the world, the next technology, explaining the next old technology, the next pet rock, the next old age thing, the next solving of you cause a disease so you can solve the disease kind of thing. But see, now the new energy, it's all about energy, 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 which we think is so delicious because we don't call that energy, we call it source. Well, you added energy.
Right.
Why can't it just be source?
No,
it's got to be source energy. Otherwise, if it's not source energy, then you can't use it. You can't spend that at the store. You can't just have source. You're going to have source energy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now you're looking for new source energy. You waste more energy than there ever has ever been. You throw out more energy than has ever been. Now, that's good. You throw away more paradise than you've ever yet achieved. You pitch out more than you've experienced so far, and then sit in your air-conditioned and heated homes pushing out the inside-outside air.
I don't know if it was Dave Worster may have said, black hole, that's just a mind trip.
Well, that's true. It's not accurate, but that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
What it implies.
It was what it implies. So the dogmatic words were absolutely correct. The karmactic rules are being obliged. So that's as good as you could get at that point. But it is. That's exactly correct. The black hole is just, I don't understand it, and there are no questions, and we're not going to get the answers. And if you keep pushing non-physical, they're going to say relax and allow till you get to a place where you can, so you keep you from blowing out your brains to go to the Gulf to find out what it's all about anyway. Well, you forfeit your own power to find out how powerful you were.
Past 10.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. But now some creators. Should we do the monotone? Do you like the monotone?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. We're just checking to make sure.
Good job.
Come to a place where now you want to get to it, a new place, and you're there. And then when you get to the new place, it's like, wait, you mean I don't have to eat? No, but I'm a little hungry. Well, but yeah, but you don't have to eat. Well, but I don't have to eat. Okay, I'm not hungry. Oh, wait, no, I am a little hungry. Wait, no, I'm not. Yes, I am. Okay, which is it? Do I have to eat or not? To eat or not to eat? That's the new question of the day. Well, no. Please yourself. You
you're going on a hunger strike, and they put you in prison because you've broken the law because you're not in charge of your own physicalness, and then they give you drugs and they put in a feeding tube to give you new intravenous food. If you get so far down the rabbit hole, they will take your privileges away from you, put you in an institution, and put a feeding tube in you and make you eat. I guess if you have enough money.
Did Einstein wrestle with the something and a nothing, or he was on another track?
Well, of course.
They all do. This is a product of literacy. You create an extended numbing of the visual sense, the eye, you get screwed up, and the cultures remain solidified in that.
But if you say it that way, we might as well go to the beach because it's done.
Yeah, okay. If it isn't done,
then you get to embrace it. Then you get to play it a new way. Then you get to figure it out. Then you get to figure out how you can have an alternate slack reality.
Did Newton become enlightened? Would we call him an enlightened man if there is such a condition? If there was, let's say there is.
Let's call him something else. Let's call him an enlightened asker.
Asker, okay.
And that contrast that he created, now let's be clear, he created it. And that's okay, but he still created that he became then the master of all he beholds. Okay, yes, Connie, we're getting there, honey. That's what they activated, what you call alchemy.
That's what activated it?
Yes.
To become master of all that you behold.
Yeah.
To become a lord, a capital L lord.
That's exactly correct. But if you'll buy that, we've got something else we'd like to sell you if you have enough money.
Did James Clerk Maxwell become an enlightened something?
Yes, he did. Here's what he found out. He has found out that within and without the confines of the mind, that you could reach amiable, never reachable means that can be activated. You got to get them in a place to notice that there's a hole in the ozone before you can start a war against CFAs or
right.
Whatever they put in the hairspray. Now, we're not pushing against hairspray. We're really great proponents of it. Everybody should have a little if they want it to hold your hair in place, even if you have to sacrifice your ozone around your planet, you see, because it's so funny to think that they would push against the aerosol in cans. It was the last undoing of the great planet Earth. But they got over that. Now it's all okay. Then they go, never mind.